家好，我是 Katrina. Welcome to Smart Mandarin's Advanced Beginners course. This is podcast lesson 3. So now let's get started with the conversation today. The conversation today is quite long, so let's start with the first one. I hope you had the PDF file already. The first one is 你的茶来了 Your tea is coming. So whenever you say something something is coming, you can say something something 来了 Or you could also say somebody is coming or somebody has arrived. You could say 你妈妈来了 Your mother is coming. Your mother is here. 来了Okay, something something is coming or someone is coming. And the next person say, 谢谢, wow, 这是什么茶? Wow, what tea is this? 好香啊。So, 香, as we know that this is an adjective, I don't think there's an equivalent to English. 香 is good smell, so 好香, such a good smell. So here, if you have 好, 好 means good, right? So if you have 好, an adjective, and a, it emphasizes the degree of the adjective. So, 香 is, smells good, good smell. So, 好香啊 means, wow, smells so good. Okay, 好香啊. So, the next person, okay, she said, 这是阿里山的乌龙茶. So, 阿里山Ali is a name of a mountain. Shan is mountain. So this is Ali Mountain. Oolong Cha. So this is the Oolong Cha from this mountain. And this is a quite famous mountain in Taiwan, in the center of Taiwan. So if you ever visited or wanted to visit Taiwan, you can Google Ali Shan. So this mountain is famous for oolong tea, oolong cha. So, 这是阿里山的乌龙茶。是我上次去阿里山玩的时候买的。Okay, so here we see a structure, 是的。Okay, it explains something or an activity or event that happened in the past. So, this is talking now about the past.上次 is last time, so this is the last time. When the time, so here you have 的时候. So when the time, I went to 阿里山. So this is the tea that I bought when I last time visit 阿里山. So 去阿里山玩, to go to 阿里山 play.Literally. So, 玩 here means to travel, to visit. Okay, 玩 literally means play. Okay, so 去阿里山玩 to go to 阿里山 travel for fun or play. You could also say 去北京玩 go to 北京 play. It means that to travel in 北京 or to have fun, travel there. So, 去 somewhere, 玩. And then B says, 很好喝,谢谢, it's delicious, thank you. And the next one says, 不客气,来. So, you're welcome, come. 我带你参观一下我的家. So, 参观 is to visit. Usually, it's used in to visit a place, especially like a museum,Or, you know, something special, somewhere special, sorry, somewhere special, a museum or exhibition something, okay, or my home, okay, let me show you my home. 我带你参观一下我的家, okay, show you a little bit of my home. 这是厨房, this is kitchen, and B says, oh, 你的厨房很大, your kitchen is big. 你常常在家做菜吗? Do you often cook at home? 在家 at home. 做菜 to cook. And the 常常 you can omit one word, just 你常 you often. Or 你常常 do you often cook at home? And A says, 以前住的地方没有大的厨房. So 以前 means before or previously. So previously, There's no 没有 doesn't have 大的厨房 big kitchen, okay? 住的地方 a place to live, but here refers to this person, previous apartment. So, before where I lived doesn't have a big kitchen, 所以不常 so it's not often, I didn't often cook. 但是现在 but now,我比较 here's more 我比较常 I more often 在家做饭 cook at home 厨房大做饭比较方便 So if the kitchen is big and cooking is more convenient 而且比较健康健康 is healthy So here means that if you cook for yourself it's more healthy it's healthier And B says 对啊我也想要有一个一样大的厨房。I also want a same big kitchen. 一样 means the same. 一样大 is same big. 一样大的厨房 the kitchen that is as big as yours. 你的客厅也很大很舒服。舒服 is comfortable. So your living room is also big and comfortable.And the A says, yeah, 对啊，我也觉得。I also think so. So when you agree with somebody and you say, I think so too, you can say, 我也觉得。可是我觉得电视有点太小了。But I think, 我觉得 in my opinion, 电视 TV 有点太小了。点 here means 一点 a little.There's a little too small means it's a little too small. Okay, so if you want to say something is a little too small, you think something is a little too small, and you can paraphrase the noun, 电视。我觉得 something something 有点太小了。我觉得 something something 有点太小了 means I think that something is a little bit too small. 看电影不太舒服。Watching movie is not very comfortable means that's not so comfortable watching movie with a small screen. And the B says, 那你要买一台新的电视机吗？电视 is TV. 电视机 if you put a 机 there, you emphasize the machine, the TV, the machine. So, do you want to buy a new TV? Okay. And 那In this sentence, 那你要买一台新的电视机吗? So, 那 there is, it doesn't mean that. It's just like, so you want to buy a new TV? It's like, so, you know, like this in English. And the next one, A says, 我还不知道, I still don't know. 不一定, it depends. So, when you say 不一定, as I told you in a different lesson, I say 不一定 means not necessarily. It means that you're not really sure about, you're not really certain about something, so you can say 不一定. It could also be translated as it depends, okay? So are you going to Taipei tomorrow? 你明天要去台北吗? 不一定, it depends. Or I'm not really sure.So the person can go on and say, 我还在想, I'm still thinking. And the next one, B says, 你的房间呢? So how about your room? So 呢 here, it's a colloquial way means how about. How about your room? 在哪里? It's at where. Where's your room? 来,我的房间在这里。So come here, my room is here. 你看。Take a look. And B says, wow, 你的房间很大。Wow, your room is very big. 而且很亮。And it's very bright. 采光很好。I don't know how to say 采光 in English. And I don't know if there is an equivalent word for 采光。采光 is when you go into a room or apartment or a house. If a house...一个房子采光很好。采光 is the natural light. So if a house has a really big window, it's bright with the natural light. In this case, we could say 采光很好。 So I guess you could say natural lighting is good, right? 我很喜欢采光很好的房子。I really like the house with really good natural lighting. Natural light, okay. 我很喜欢采光很好的房子。Yeah, 房子 is house, by the way. 房, F-A-N-G, second tone. 字 is Z-I, okay, neutral tone, 房子。我很喜欢采光很好的房子。没错 ,that's right. The next person says, 我超级喜欢 ,I super like, okay. This is a very native expression to say, I really, really like something, I super like something, 我超级喜欢。Sometimes you hear people drop the second word, 级, just like, 我超喜欢 ,I super like.我超级喜欢我的房间 I super like my room 因为很亮 Because it's bright 在这里工作很舒服 So in here Working is very comfortable And next one is 难怪 No wonder You can use 难怪 alone like Oh 难怪 Oh no wonder I see So you can use 难怪 alone Or you can use that in the beginning of the sentence 难怪 No wonder你那么快就搬到这个新的地方 You so fast then moving to this new place Okay, no wonder you moved to this new place so fast 因为这里真的很棒 Because here is really great I think 很棒 Okay, 棒 is like good and great And a native speaker use 很棒 or 好棒 or 好棒 Sometimes to encourage a kid like, oh, you're doing so great, 好棒好棒 okay, or 很棒很棒。So if you get somebody a compliment, you can say, oh, 好棒你的中文好棒。Your Chinese is really great, and this is a very cute way to express that in Mandarin Chinese. Oh, 你的中文好棒 or 你的中文很棒 okay.So, 好棒,很棒。So, yeah, no wonder you moved to this new place so soon because here, 这里真的很棒。It's really good place. And the last sentence is, 哈哈,对啊, yeah, right. So, yeah, that's all for this conversation. And I wrote all the conversations and all the material by myself because...I think it's really authentic, and this is the expression that we use in daily life, or we native speaker use in daily life. It's really authentic, and sometimes the more you learn, the more you find that the colloquial conversation you learn from my podcast, sometimes it's a little bit different from the textbook that you learn. It doesn't mean that it is wrong. No, it's just... language sometimes naturally it's just different sometimes from textbook Mandarin but it's really good that you learn the textbook Mandarin which is that you learn from my grammar point video lesson first and you have some basic foundation and you learn some colloquial things later on with my podcast I hope you learn a lot and enjoy this podcast I will see you in the next lesson. 谢谢你们，再见。